Prayer does not use up artificial energy, doesn't burn up any fossil fuel, doesn't pollute. Neither does song, neither does love, neither does the dance. It's a quote by Margaret Mead. Today's gospel is one of possibly the most dense passages in our lectionary, and Peter and I were looking at hymns for today, and we were just all over the place because of the themes that are concerned. Today also highlights a rather weird place in our liturgical calendar that we now find ourselves in. We just celebrated the ascension of our Lord on Thursday, and now we're at the last Sunday before Pentecost. And next Sunday we'll be celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit and this rush of power, and we'll be celebrating the birth of our church. Yet we're still right now in the Easter season, basking in the joy of the risen Christ. And this week we're being pulled, however, into the center of this rushing and swirling current that the Holy Spirit stirs up. And it's clear that the wind is starting to pick up. The windows are beginning to rattle, and we know that something's coming, but it's not quite here yet. This week's passage from John is part of Jesus' farewell discourse, and it's part of the road that leads to his trial and to the cross. In it, he prays to the Father to protect the disciples, to sanctify the disciples, to be with the disciples after he's no longer with them. And Jesus prays. And this is so astounding to me, and even more astounding is that when he prays, the disciples in this case actually hear him pray. And I don't think it's necessarily because he's trying to set a good example, but I think he genuinely is asking the Father to protect them. He's petitioning the Father for his friends. Although I think that this is quite an example for us, I think it's still something for us to ponder, that Jesus prayed. I know that Jesus is petitioning the Father, and it makes me think that if Jesus, he's the Word and the Son of God and the I Am, and if he's praying, then there's got to be something to this prayer thing, right? I've said this before, but sometimes my own prayer life has not been exactly what I've wanted it to be. Sometimes my prayer garden has looked more like a desert. And I've often struggled with prayer until somebody once said to me, you know, prayer is like a dance. And all of a sudden it was like a light bulb went off in my head, because I remembered going to this festival every year. It was a Greek festival at the Greek Orthodox Church on Highland Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee. And they invite what seems like every person in Memphis to come to this thing, to celebrate food and culture. And it's the place you could go every year and get like homemade baklava and dolmades. And when you would buy it from these little old ladies, they'd pinch your face as they'd hand it to you. But my favorite experience of this festival was this thing that they did, and you'd step into this door, through this door of the great hall, into this big space, and there were just, it seemed like a million people packed in this space, and the music would begin, and people would begin to dance. And I am not, nor was I ever considered to be, a graceful dancer, but so I would just plaster myself against the wall, you know, in hopes that, you know, I just could watch everybody. But that's not how the Greek Orthodox people operate. And so soon, this little woman, who looked like she was about 100, pulled me into the fray, into the dance. And all of a sudden, without knowing it, I was kicking my arms in a pattern and doing my feet. And I was linked together with my arms with everybody else in the room. And I know, I'm pretty sure, that I stepped on a few toes, but nobody got mad. Everybody was laughing and everybody was cheering, and soon I became part of the flow of this dance. And my dancing abilities, or rather my dancing inabilities, were all kind of smoothed out because I was just part of this big motion. And I was dancing along in this big chain, and I was connected to every person in the room. and we were all going in the same direction. We were kind of effortlessly flowing into this motion of oneness. And there was a genuine, pure joy in the room by everybody that was connected. And that is what I believe that prayer is. It's a journey through a door into a mass of people that are already praying, just like a dance. The Holy Spirit pulls us into the room, pulls us into the fray, into the dance, and soon we become connected in prayer to everyone praying, the communion of saints and Jesus himself. And the thing is, we don't really have to know what we're doing because somebody's going to show us how to do it. And soon we'll be swept into this dance, and the connection that we have in prayer to our Lord, who prayed for us and still prays for us, to the Father, and the Holy Spirit who stirs the pot, and the millions of other people on both sides of glory that have prayed and are praying and will pray, that connection is real. We know that prayer is one way to be in relationship with God in good times and also in uncertain ones. But we have the assurance as Easter people that we are not alone, that we have the continuing presence of Jesus and of his encouragement to keep our work going, the work that he left for us to do. We are guarded and sustained in his prayer for us, and we are disciples in a community that's fueled by the power of Jesus' death and resurrection, and comforted in the promise of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to hear a whole lot about the Holy Spirit next week, so just hunker down. But in this calm before the Holy Spirit storm, in this weird liturgical space, in this passage from John today, we know we are loved. And Jesus has been telling us that in the readings from the weeks previous to this, that we're loved. And now we hear Jesus pray to the Father to help his disciples, and all of us here in this room know that he's with us. Through the prayers of Jesus, we know that we're loved. Through our prayers, intertwined with his, we are connected to our Lord, our risen Lord, and all of creation. And all we have to do is open that door and join the dance. Amen.